$8 billion has been made available through the Obama administration for high-speed rail throughout the country. And the projects have to be ready to go, more or less. Well, the good news for Florida is that a lot of work had been done on high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando years ago. So we hope to capture about $2 to $3 billion of that money to go ahead and start construction on that Tampa-Orlando route. So it's very exciting because we really do need high-speed rail in this state. When you think about how do you connect to Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, we can't over the next many decades say you're always going to get in your car or you're going to find some plane travel. Plane travel has shrunk between our cities over the years. It hasn't grown. So we really do need to look at an alternative. And high-speed rail, a lot of work has already gone into high-speed rail. The idea was nixed by the previous governor, who was not supportive of it, but the current governor is supportive of it. The Florida Department of Transportation made a very strong statement yesterday that they were ready to roll with Tampa to Orlando. So if we can get that portion of the new stimulus monies, it can get built.
And that $2 to $3 billion might be enough just for construction. And you had a concern about operation, and it came up that it could be a private company that operates the system, or maybe, who knows, it might be a combination of public and private. What are your thoughts about who could operate it?
Well, it really, I'm not sure it matters that much who operates it, but it's I would remain unconvinced that it wouldn't have to be subsidized because all transportation in the country is subsidized. Amtrak is heavily subsidized by the federal government. All of our roads are subsidized by gas tax monies by state, local, and federal governments. Every transit system is heavily subsidized. That's just the nature of transportation. So I'm very supportive of high-speed rail, but I do like to have the answers to certain questions before we embark on a multi-billion dollar project, and that is, who is going to pay to subsidize the project? And, hey, if the private sector is going to subsidize it, more power to them. But my guess is that it will end up being the state that has a yearly subsidy for this. And if that's the case, then I think that issue needs to be brought forward just to make sure that that funding is going to be in place.
Did possible specifics come up, like how fast the train might be, how large the cars might be, how much it might cost for a fare from one city to another, anything like that?
Not really. Only the speed would probably be between 110 and 150 miles per hour. And the first route would be Tampa to Orlando, Orlando then down to Miami. That's the route that is the most study has been performed on and that the transportation experts believe could move forward. We really have to look upon this as a long-term situation for our state. It's one that I do endorse because we need transportation alternatives between our cities.
My final question is, you said that the planning has been done, a lot of it, and if construction begins, when might the first rides occur?
I don't have enough information on that. I do get a little bit concerned that this whole talk about high-speed rail interferes a little bit with our discussion of light rail in Hillsborough County, and they're very different things. But I know that the people listening to your station know the difference between that. But as we go forward, again, we are focused on light rail in Hillsborough County and a better bus system and a referendum. This high-speed rail is on the state level, and it's something that they had been planning for many years, and then it had gone dormant under the previous governor, and now federal stimulus money has brought it back to life.